Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 3 of Matthew chapter 5. Jesus is speaking. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For in this same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by people. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Your light must shine before people in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
Contrary to popular but poor theology, salvation doesn't guarantee an easy life. We cannot escape conflict and therefore should learn to face it with courage and wisdom. For those of us who are believers, the joy of our faith is that God gives us all we need to deal with whatever comes our way, and He's able to use difficult things for good in our lives. Consider the Lord's example. Jesus was fully God, but at the same time He was also fully human. That means He understood the sting of rejection just as we do. Yet He was so fearless in challenging the status quo that religious leaders called for His death. He was at the center of controversy throughout His ministry, which is one reason He often slipped away for time alone with God, His Father. What a comfort to realize He understands when we too are in the midst of persecution. That awareness can also help us relate to Christ in a deep, new way and to follow His example of faithfulness, even when we're being criticized or rejected. Simply by being the person God created us to be, it's possible to make an impact on those around us. It's important not to give up. So ask God to help you persevere and trust that He is at work.